poll, 92% of New Yorkers say crime is a serious problem. By Catherine Hamilton on June 16, 2022. Almost all New Yorkers, 92%, say crime is a serious problem in the state, including 63% who say it is a very serious problem, a new Siena College poll found. That percentage is up slightly since Siena College polled on the issue in February, with 91% who said crime is a serious problem, including 61% who said it is very serious. A majority, 65%, of the 806 New York voters polled said they view crime in their own community as a serious problem. 27% view crime in their own communities as a very serious problem. Crime continues to be an overriding issue for New Yorkers. At least 90% of voters from every party, region and race say crime is a serious problem in the state, with at least 57% saying it's a very serious problem, including 79% of black voters who say it's a very serious problem, Siena College pollster Steven Greenberg said. Moreover, 6 out of 10 New Yorkers say they are worried they could be the victim of a crime, and 26% are very concerned. In February, those percentages were 57% and 22%. New Yorkers said crime was a problem in February and they continue to see it a major problem in June. A majority of voters of every region, party, race, and gender say they are concerned they could be victims of crime, Greenberg said. Another poll from Siena College released the first week of June found that New York City voters are even worse for wear, 70% saying they feel less safe now than before the pandemic began. 76% reported being either somewhat or very concerned they will be the victim of a violent crime. NYPD crime data shows those fears are not irrational, as the overall crime index in the city increased 27.8% in May 2022 compared with May 2021. Each of the 7 major index crime categories saw increases, driven by a 42.1% increase in grand larceny, 4,116 v. 2,897, a 28.3% rise in burglary, 1,239 v. 966, and a 26.2% increase in robbery, 1,506 v. 1,193, according to the NYPD. There was also 9.8% increase in murders, a 37.7% increase in rapes, and a 12.9% increase in felony assaults. The poll was conducted from June 7 to June 9, after the mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, and has a margin of error of 3.9%. The survey's results also come as the New York City Police Department, NYPD, expects record resignations and retirements this year, largely attributed to anti-cop hostility, bail reform, and rising crime by law enforcement insiders.